Let's get back into our archery talk with Ron from Maple Lanes Archery in Scandia. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, you mentioned paper tuning a little bit ago here, and I wanted to kind of expand upon that because that is a tremendous way to really, truly tune your bow in to you. And you do that there.
Oh, absolutely. I won't let a bow, particularly a new bow, go out of the shop until the customer has shot it through the paper.
So explain why that's so important.
Well, it's telling you that you are getting good arrow flight out of the bow. That'll indicate that your rest is adjusted properly, your knocking point is in the right place, and that you've got the right spined arrow. An arrow that isn't stiff enough will not shoot straight, period. And you'll end up getting a tear through the paper when you shoot it. Doesn't happen very often, but sometimes people go to a discounter and buy their arrows, and they don't get too good of results out of them.
That's an excellent point, just in general, of all the variables that could lead to poor arrow flight.
One of the things that a lot of people aren't aware of is hand torque. You know, I definitely recommend putting a sling on the bow, which encourages you to keep a loose grip. Because if you grip the bow even a little bit upon release, you're going to get poor arrow flight. But by putting a sling on, you can eliminate that hand torque situation. And then from there, if you're getting poor flight, well, it's a matter of making the appropriate adjustments to the rest or the knocking point.
Well, it's an interesting technique of tuning a bow with paper. I mean, just seeing, okay, well, it's tearing up or it's tearing down, left, right, or any combination thereof. And you just kind of back your way through the different variables from arrow spine to rest to knocking point to maybe how you're even releasing the string.
That's right. Even punching a trigger will cause you to get a poor tear in the paper. So it's a combination of many different factors. And everybody thinks that every male has a 29-inch draw. Well, if you're shooting a bow that's too long, the string ends up slapping your arm, which can contribute to poor arrow flight, and particularly when you got a jacket on.
There you go. Ron, tell them your hours real quick here if they need to get in and see you.
At this time of the year, we're open from 10 to 6 weekdays, Saturdays 10 to 4, Sundays noon to 4. We do have our 3D range open yet, so it's available if you want to come out and get a final tune-up before you go out in the woods. I know a lot of our hunters don't even get serious about going out until closer to the rut.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a lot of buck hunters that don't even get out there till after the 15th of October and pre-rut starts.
Right, yeah, that's, a lot of guys, they wait till the first. I had a customer in the other day, he's got the first week of November off. No, he's really excited about that.
There you go. Ron Stenforce from Maple Lanes Archery in Scandia, an excellent place to go walk through their 3D archery course and get yourself some experience. Appreciate your time, Ron.
You bet, thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.